You know, on the record of singing with different words, I've been singing for you the way I sing it sometimes. I shall I meant to me back. Alechem. Beautiful friends, everybody is asking. Friday night, when we greet the holy angels, we greet them and we say, please bless us. Why, right after we say, it's heaven and show life. Tell them, leave in peace. Why do we tell them to leave? And I'm sure that endless, infinite answers. Let me tell you my answer right now. Every Friday night, you and I, my children, your children, we think of the Eden and Russia. We think of the Eden and all the places where they cannot leave for the Holy Land. So we tell the angels, please go to Russia, please go to Siberia. Take the heathen out from where they are. And we bless you, Russian brothers and sisters. Please leave where you are with great peace and come to Yerushalayim. You know, my beautiful friends, there's only one who can do that great miracle. Mimelech. Only he, the only one. Malche Amlochim Kodai Baruch Hu. You know, my beautiful brothers and sisters in Russia, maybe you think that we need, that you need us. Yes, maybe you do a little bit. But Gaval, do we need you? Gaval, do we need you? You are the teachers of our generation. You are the real rabbis. We have very big rabbis, great rabbis, they're teaching us words. But the inside of the inside, the fire of all fires. You know what, dear brothers and brothers in Russia, sisters in Russia? Holy has words. You know, when Aaron the high priest walked into the Holy of Holies, he didn't utter one word. Because the Holy of Holies has no words. Maybe doesn't even know the words. You're the Holy of Holies of our generation. Maybe you can't even read Hebrew. Maybe you don't know the Aleph. But Gevald, are you holy? You're the Holy of Holies. I want to tell you something, my dearest brothers and sisters. For 2,000 years, we were giving our life to remain Jews. But there was never a generation who gave their lives just to go to the Holy Land. You are the ones, before Mashiach is coming, you are giving your lives, your souls, to have the privilege of going to the Holy Land. And I'm sure we have the Holy Land only because of you. So we bless you one more time. Please come to Yerushalayim fast. Va'ayachem Sholayim Malache Sholayim Malache Shore Malache
Yeah. טוב השם לכל לכל קורא קרוב השם לכל לכל קורא קרוב השם לכל לכל קורא קרוב השם
Oh, that's wonderful. That's from the Jacob's Ladder new CD called Bet El, Karov Hashem. And before that, we heard Mendy Wald, Eich Nashir, from their Sameach release. Andy Statman before that, Yamen Hashem, Your Right Hand, O God, from the CD called Wisdom, Understanding, Knowledge. Shlomo Karlbach before that, Shalom Aleichem, the legendary Shlomo Karlbach live in concert for the Jews of Russia. Okay, so I want to share something from PragerU online. It says, there's a deep moral rot within our nation. Enough is enough. The terrifying trend of anti-Semitism, anti-colonialism, and anti-West hatred and lies is growing. Nowhere is this more prevalent or more pervasive than on social media and in our nation's schools and college campuses. Pro-Hamas students shout, "We are Hamas." They call for intifada and chant, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." Advocating for Israel will be wiped off the map. Not long ago, these students shouted, "Defund the police," and "No justice, no peace," while claiming that America is institutionally racist and needs to be decolonized. This isn't sudden. It's the product of a decades-long strategy. Leftist ideologies, once on the fringe, now dominate classrooms. Our children are taught to admire Marxism, racial division, and moral relativism, and hate the values and traditions foundational to the West. Students are taught that violence is permitted, even encouraged, so long as they target the right people. In that vein, Israel, the Middle East democratic beacon and U.S. ally, is painted as the antagonist, the oppressor. Terrorists are portrayed as freedom fighters, and infanticide, rape, and mass murder are excused if done in the name of liberation. In the aftermath of the worst act of anti-Semitic terrorism since the Holocaust, American college students demand to dismantle Zionism. A Columbia professor called the Hamas massacre of Israel and American citizens awesome. At Cornell, a professor announced his exhilaration over the murder of the innocent Israeli civilians. More than 30 student groups at Harvard issued a statement blaming Israel for the largest massacre of Jews since the Holocaust, all while the Israeli victims' bodies were still warm. The list of examples goes on and on. This is not a time for patriots to be silent, timid, or see how things shake out. This is our time to defend truth, correct misinformation, and affirm our values, to stand up for the West, for Israel, and our allies, and to push back against the continued spread of Marxism, hatred, and lies. Change is brewing. University donors from Harvard to Pennsylvania are waking up and pulling back support and closing their wallets. But action, not just reaction, is vital. Ay, 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 ay. So this is now the time to reach deep and support institutions that share our values. So, yes. All right. So one of the things that we do is we cite Tehillim during the time of stress. And I'd like to share one of those with you now from the, this is the book written by, attributed to King David. Grab my glasses here. So, it's, I'll read the English first. For the conductor, a psalm by David. May Hashem answer you on the day of distress. May the name of Yaakov's God make you impregnable. May he dispatch your help from the sanctuary and support you from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and consider your burnt sacrifices generous, Selah. May he grant your heart's desire and fulfill your every plan. May we sing for joy at your salvation and raise our banner in the name of our God. May Hashem fulfill all your requests. Now I know that Hashem has saved his anointed one. He will answer him from his sacred heaven with the omnipotent victories of his right arm, some with chariots and some with horses. But we, in the name of Hashem our God, call out. They slumped and fell, but we arose and were invigorated. Hashem save. May the king answer us on the day we call. The Hebrew. Lamenatseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yan Chadonoi Biyom Sarah Yisagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Umikodesh Mitzion Yisadecha. Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Ve'olasecha Yidashene Sela. Yiten Lecha Chil Vavecha V'chalatzasecha Yemale. Nirananah B'Yeshua Secha. Uveshem Eloheinu Nidgo. Yimale Adonai kol mishal asecha. Ata yadati ki oshia Adonai mishicho. Yanehu mishme kodsho. Digveros yesha yemino. Eile varecha ve'eile vasusim. Vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema koru v'nafalu. Vanachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai hoshia hamelech yanehu v'yom korenu. Says, it is especially appropriate to recite this time, this psalm, in times of distress, whether one's own, that of a dear one, or of the nation. It is the basis for the Talmudic dictum that we should pray for redemption. Okay, so also there's a prayer that we sing in the morning, in the davening, after we read the Torah, and I want to share that with you. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim b'tzara b'tzara uvashivya homedim bein bayom uvein bayabasha hamakom yirachem yirachem aleihem v'yotzie mitzara livacha u'me'afel liora u'mishibud liyula hashta agala u'viznan karim. Our brothers, the entire family of Israel, who are detained into distress and captivity, whether they are on sea or dry land, may the Omnipresent One have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now, speedily and soon, and let us say Amen. May all the hostages be released. Please, please, please. Okay, so...
and fears. I've been drowning these emotions now for too many years, but I keep on till tomorrow while I'm struggling through today. Somehow I on his way. today, and I'm wondering, where's the lifeguard? 'Cause just too many ain't been saved. So I'm crying in the shadows, trying to smile for those who need a little shade. And there ain't no one here left to follow, so I guess a new path needs to be paved. Guess a new path needs to be paved. Oh yeah. And dreamers seem to only learn the hard way. All those wars and battles that we fought, trying to make a change, but to youth there is no reason. There ain't nothing that you can say. You just don't look back and don't rush ahead. Seek forgiveness and learn to pray. Know that heavy is on. Oh yes, heavy is on. Oh yes, heavy is on. On his way. Of sadness and fears, we've been drowning these emotions now for too many years. But we keep on until tomorrow. Oh, I was struggling you.
לפחד להתאהב שישבר הלב לא לפחד בדרך לאבד לקום כל בוקר ולצאת אל החיים ולנסות הכל לפני שיגמר לחפש מאיפה בנו ולחזור בסוף תמיד להתחלה למצוא בכל דבר עוד יופי ולרקוד עד שנופלים מעייפות או אהבה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה לא לפחד להתאהב שישבר הלב לא לפחד בדרך לאבד לקום כל בוקר ולצאת אל החיים ולנסות הכל לפני שיגמר לחפש מאיפה באנו ולחזור בסוף תמיד להתחלה למצוא בכל דבר עוד יופי ולרקוד עד שנופלים מעייפות או אהבה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה לחפש מאיפה באנו ולחזור בסוף תמיד להתחלה למצוא בכל דבר עוד יופי ולרקוד עד שנופלים מעייפות או אהבה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה
la 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 la
Okay, the Chaim David Sirachik with the Chasidim, and that's a Nigun Motznitz. Before that, Idam Rachel, Lifnei Shaha Yigamer, Before It Ends, from a CD called At the Edge of the Beginning. Laser Lloyd, Help is on the Way, from that same self-entitled. So we're going to close out with some music from Daniel Gill, the Baal Shem Tov's Nigun, a message from the APAC. It's very important for people to reach out to their congressmen about the right of Israel to defend itself. It's really important. They're hearing from all the Hamas supporters. They have to hear from people who affirm Israel's right to defend itself. Please do that. Okay, and here we go.